Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Samach. We are already more than halfway down the Daf. We are right next to the Tosos, Shelo Lishmo, with the words Toshma. Now, yesterday we had a discussion that Rav Papa had asked a question on our Mishnah, when our Mishnah had said if you had done two things together, for example, something has been performed, Shelo Lishmo and Lishmo, or Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, was that during one activity, during one of the avodos, for example, the shechita, or was it during the shechita and one during the kabbalah or the holacha or the zrika? And therefore, we tried to resolve that yesterday in the first part of the amud of Samach Omer Aleph, and now we're going to continue trying to resolve Rav Papa's baya. So the Gemara says Toshma, again a little bit more than halfway down next to the Tosos Shelo Lishmo Ulishmo Mi Baya. So this Toshma quotes our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Oh, Shelo Lishmo V'lishmo. Puzzle. If a person shechted the Karban Pesach, first with an improper machshava that it's not for the Karban Pesach, and then he changed it around and said, Lishmo, it's for the Karban Pesach. So he said, that's puzzle. It ruins it. Now, Hechidami, what exactly are we talking about that we should have to tell us this? If we're talking about Inem or Bishtei Avodos, if we're talking about that the Shelo Lishmo was, let's say, during the Shechita, and the Lishmo was during the Kabbalah or the Holacha or the Zrika, so then, Hashta Lishmo V'Shelo Lishmo, Amris is possible. If you're telling me that if you did it correctly, first Lishmo, and then you did it Shelo Lishmo, which was the first part of the Mishnah, and you're saying that that's possible, in that situation, even according to Rav Meir, it's no good. Rav Meir says, Tofus Loshim Rishon, you go after the first thing that the person said, and even Rav Meir agrees that that's no good. So, in this situation, if two avodas are no good, when you're starting off with Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, Hashel Lishmo v'Shelo Lishmo, nevertheless, Amris is possible, Shelo Lishmo, if you're starting off Shelo Lishmo, and then you're saying the Lishmo, Mibayu, would you have to tell me that that's not good? Of course it's not good. If even Rav Meir, who says if you're starting off good, we're not saying Tofus Loshim Rishon, so it certainly isn't going to be if you started off bad. So therefore, mustn't it be talking about, isn't the Chiddush therefore, Elav Biavoda Achas, mustn't it be talking about during one Avoda, you had both of these improper and proper machshavos in the same Avoda. And as Rashi points out, if it's Bavoda Achas, the Tana Lishmo V'Shelo Lishmo, you need to tell me the Lishmo and the Shelo Lishmo case, Mafukimi the Rav Meir, to tell me that even Rav Meir says it's no good in that case, even though he says the Omar Tofus Loshim Rishon. And you need to tell me the Tana Shelo Lishmo V'Lishmo, where you have the Lo Lishmo first, and then Lishmo, the Lo Tema, that you shouldn't say that maybe Tofus Loshim Achron, because maybe when you're saying Shelo Lishmo, and then you correct it, it's as if you're retracting the Ha'adah Be'mi Kamar. V'kich Shochet, Ahai Basra Koshochet, and maybe you might have thought that you actually are rejecting the first Shelo Lishmo, and you're actually going with Lishmo Kavana. And therefore, the Chiddush is Kamashalan, that even the Rav Yossi, when he says, Hu D'Yomar B'chol Dvar of Adam Nitvas, he says that you have to look at everything that he says, but it's not a retraction. V'lo Ha'adah Be'i El Atavayu Ichaveh. So you have to look at both. So even Rav Yossi would say that it's no good. So we understand, if you're talking about that it's during one Avoda, why you need to have both of them. So therefore, El Olah B'Avoda Achas, the Gemara says, we're talking clearly by one avoda. So if this is the Sefer, we'll be the Sefer, b'avoda achas, reishanami b'avoda achas. It makes sense to say that they're both talking about the same thing. So therefore, we've asked and answered Rav Papa's question. We're talking about b'avoda achas. Shmuel says, lav davka, lo. There's no proof. Leolo and b'shtei avodas. We actually could be talking about that it was the statement, lishmo, shelo lishmo, shelo lishmo, and lishmo are actually by two different avodas. Ubedinu deloitz tarichle. You're right. As we pointed out, if you're telling me that if you say Lishmo and then Shelo Lishmo, that's no good. So then certainly, if you say Shelo Lishmo first and then Lishmo, it's not going to be good. So you could argue that it was unnecessary to say it. But for parallelism, I did the Tana Lishmo, V'Shelo Lishmo, Tana Nami, Shelo Lishmo, V'Lishmo. For completeness' sake, for parallelism, so it tells us both cases. But you're right, technically, the Shelo Lishmo, V'Lishmo case wasn't necessary. So again, we don't have any raya to Rav Papa's question. Are we talking about one avoda or two avodos from the beginning of the Mishnah? You can't tell me. Toshma, we try again. From the Mishnah that we learn in Yitzhak Shem and tomorrow's Shia, on Samach Aleph, it says over there, Shechato Shelo Lioklov. If a person were to go Shech the Karban Pesach for people that are unable to eat it, for example, a sick person, an older person that can't have a kizayis, a tame person, etc., or v'shelo l'minuyav, or if you would go shech to Korban Pesach for somebody that wasn't included. We'll learn in tomorrow's shir as well, it says michsas, which means that you have to be designated, you have to be a part of each Korban Pesach. Can't just join after the shechita. So therefore, if you were to go and shecht it on behalf of people that weren't part of your group, shelo l'minuyav, or if you're shechting it l'arelim, arelim are people that don't have a bris mila. It could be because they just didn't have a bris mila, or more likely, we're dealing here with good people. So Rashi points out, Yisrael shemei su'ech of machmas mila, rachmona l'tzlan. If somebody's older brothers died from having a bris mila, they have some sort of a hemophilia, they have some sort of a medical problem in their family, a genetic disease, which the Gemara recognized, so therefore, the younger brothers are not allowed to get a bris mila. Even if they wish to, they're not allowed to. A bris mila is not allowed to be done if there's a sakana. So therefore, Rashi says, we're dealing here with an Ariel, a from good Jewish person is not allowed to have a bris mila. Nevertheless, even though they're not doing anything wrong, they're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. No fault of their own, onish rachmona patre, but they're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, because the Pasuk says, kol Ariel lo yochabo. A person who's an Ariel, even if it's not their own fault, They would love to have a bris mila, but they can't. Again, today, Baruch Hashem, this is almost never going to occur. Sometimes it has to be delayed, but usually with medications, one can get through even the most difficult hemophilia-type problems or other medical problems. But if the person can't have a bris mila, so even though it's not their fault, they're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So if you were to check for Arelim, that's no good. All it's made. If only a minority of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, then you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So therefore, in all of these situations, the Mishnah is going to tell us, if you shecht it for somebody that can't eat a Kizayis, or is an Orel, or wasn't included, or is Tomei, pasul. So then, since you didn't shecht the Korban Pesach on behalf of somebody that could eat from it a Kizayis, so then this is not a valid Korban Pesach. Now, clearly there, in this Mishnah on Samach Aleph, Hachab Shidro B'Avod Achas, it's only talking about one Avodah, because it's not talking about multiple possible choices. You either can or cannot shecht it on behalf of that person. And therefore, since that is talking about Avodah Achas, it's talking about just during the Shechita, so therefore, Umid Sefer B'Avod Achas, the Sefer here means the next Mishnah. And Samach Aleph, since that talking about Avodah Achas, Mistoma or Mishnah is also Reisha Nami B'Avodah Achas, and therefore, Rav Papa's question is answered. It's talking even by Avodah Achas. Versus who says? Me de Yirya. Who says that? Ha'ki de Isa. Ha'ki de Isa. Just because the Mishnah Samach Aleph is talking about Avodah Achas, lav dafka, that our Mishnah is talking about Avodah Achas. Sefer, Avodah Achas. The Mishnah Samach Aleph is talking about Avodah Achas. However, Reisha, we don't know the answer to Rav Papa's question. Ibi Avodah Achas, Ibi Shtei Avodas. It could be talking about one Avodah, or it could be talking about both Avodas. So therefore, there's no Raya yet to answer Rav Papa's question. Try again. In the Mishnah on Samach Aleph, there's another part there, Tashma. It says, what about, in that Mishnah, it says, if you shecht it, l'ochlov, v'shelo l'ochlov. If you're going to shecht the Korban Pesach for people that can eat it, but also for people that can't eat from it. So let's say you have a family there, and the Elta, Bubby, and Zaidi, they can't have a kizayis. But you shecht it on their behalf as well. They're included in the Korban Pesach, but the whole rest of the family are all able to eat a kizayis. So therefore, you're shechting it on behalf of ochlov, people that can't eat a kizayis, v'shaloli ochlov, and also people that can't eat a kizayis. So there, the Mishnah on Samach Aleph, in the Sefer over there, it says kosher. That's perfectly good, because at least some people can eat a kizayis. Therefore, it's good. The fact that others cannot doesn't ruin it. Now, Hechidami, what exactly is that case? If you're telling me that the machshavos over here for the ochlov and shaloli ochlov were in fact talking during two different avodos, that can't be. Because if you're going to tell me inema b'shtei avodos, if you're going to tell me it's in two avodos, so then the tamo d'choshe b'zrika, the ein machsheves ochlo mizrika. The reason why the zrika doesn't ruin it is because there is no such concept of during the zrika having an improper machshava regarding ochlin. As Rashi points out, ein machsheves psul ochlin kigocholu v'zokein poseles b'zrika. The zrika can't ruin it. It's only the shechita that can ruin it. The b'shechita who d'chsivi ochlin l'fi ochlo t'choso. Only during the shechita can there be a problem if you do an improper concept of thinking for somebody that can't eat a kizayis. But only during the shechita. V'ainu tishchot k'dekademidon v'shochat v'yikos. That's what the word t'choso means. So therefore, an improper machshava during the zrika for somebody that's lowly ochlov doesn't ruin it. So that can't be it. Therefore, ho b'avodah achas kigon b'shchita, it must be talking about that you have the machshava during the shchita, lo ochlov v'shalowly ochlov. The mahanya b'machshavas ochlin, there, the machshava about eating, if you have it in mind only for the wrong people, only for people shalow ochlin, then it would help. So you see that would be possible. So if you're telling me that it's talking about Bavo the Achas, Kigon Bishrita, but then you're telling me that it's no good. But it is good. As long as you're doing it for people that can eat it, even if you're doing it for people that can't eat it, it doesn't ruin it. So it can't be talking about Bavo the Achas, because then it wouldn't ruin it. Again, the question is, if you're telling me it must be talking about Avodah Achas, so then, from the fact that if it was Shechita and Zrika, it definitely is good, so therefore you must be telling me that during the Shechita, with the both improper and proper machshavos, it would be possible, but that's not true. V'kaimalon miktsas oschlin lo pasla. So how are you going to possibly understand this? We turn to Samuel Chomet Beis. So the Gemara says, Elolabi Avodah Achas. We in fact are saying that it is good be Avodah Achas. As Rashi points out, top Rashi, Ap Yavoda Achas, even in Avoda Achas, it's kosher. It's certainly good if the Shlita was for the Oaklin and the Zrika was not Oaklin, because the Zrika can't ruin it. But even if you had both Machshavos in the Avoda of the Shlita, nevertheless, Ap Yavoda Achas, it's kosher. And the Mishnah there, Masnison, is Bein Bavoda Achas, Bein Mishnei Avodas. It doesn't make a difference whether it's La'ochlov or Shlo La'ochlov in one Avoda or in two Avodos. Kamar, Bavoda Achas, go Mishchita. Because as long as you have some ochlin in mind, even though you have low ochlov in mind, it doesn't ruin it. Low pasle. And certainly, b'shteh photos, for example, go shochat li'ochlov, v'zor shalol li'ochlov, it's certainly good. Avagav dekulu zrika shalol li'ochlov, even though the entire zrika is for low ochlov, it's kosher because ein machsheves ochlim zrika. It can't ruin it during the zrika. So again, the bottom line is, we're talking Bain, whether it's one avoda or two avodas, but the chiddush is in one avoda. Umi disay for bi avoda achas. If samach aleph is talking about avoda achas, mistama reishan ami bi avoda achas, it's also talking about avoda achas. Asked and answered Rav Papa's question. And the Gemara gives the same tarot we gave a minute ago. Midiary, who says hachi deisa for hachi deisa. The Mishnah on Samach Aleph is talking about a case of one avoda. Sefer bi avoda achas. However, v'reisha o bi avoda achas o b'shtei avodos. It could still be talking about either one avoda or two avodos. And we never answer a papa's question. We're left with, either way, it's possibly able to be learned. Either it's talking about one avoda, and it's a machlokis, Rav Meir, and Rav Yosef, or it's talking about two avodos, and it's l'kula yalma. Now the Gemara asks another question. They ask the following shaila in the base medrash. Pesach sheshechato bishayimos hashana lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Now, we have to remind ourselves of a din regarding Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a shlomim. It's treated like a shlomim, has unique properties to it, but it's like a shlomim even as the Karban Pesach. Now, in the rest of the year, if you were to go and designate something as a Karban Pesach, and you were to shecht it before Pesach, or you were to shecht it after Pesach, it has the status of being a Karban shlomim. It automatically becomes a Karban shlomim. So, what they asked in the base medrash was the following, Shaila. If you have a Pesach, the rest of the year, it was designated as Korban Pesach, and it was shechted either before or after Pesach, before or after your Dalet, b'shayimos hashana, and you shechted l'shmo, l'shem Korban Pesach, v'shalo l'shmo. And you also had in mind that it wasn't l'shem Korban Pesach. You had both of these machshavos. So what's the din? Mahu. Do we say, mi osei shalo l'shmo, does the second machshava, that it's not a Korban Pesach, it's a shlomim, knock aside, mi yaseh shelo lishmo, umapik le midei lishmo, and remove the status of it being a Karban Pesach, umachshule, and therefore it's a perfectly good Karban shlomim. Or do we say no, since it's an improper machshava, it stays ruined? That's the question that they ask in the base medrash. As Rashi clearly says, this is the question. V'im shachatu lepesach, if you were shechted as a Karban Pesach, before or after your Dalid, before or after Pesach, pasul, it's no good. The lav's money, because you're shechting it as a Karban Pesach in a time that you're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. V'ilashem shlomim, shechato, but if you shechted it as a shlomim, kosher. So that's lo lishmo, but it would be kosher. The hecho d'shachatu lishmo, v'shelo lishmo, mahu. And here the question is, you had both kavanas in mind as a Karban Pesach and not as a Karban Pesach. What is the halacha? That's the question they ask in the base medrash. Is it good or is it not good? So Gemara says, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said as follows. Omar, he told us that I had this discussion in front of Rav Yirmiyah. Amriso lishmaiso kameder Rav Yirmiyah. I asked this question in front of Rav Yirmiyah, and I suggested the following answer. Hoel, since the lishmo machshiro bismanu, if you were to go shech to Karban Pesach on your dalet, lishmo, for the Karban Pesach, your dalet in the afternoon, of course it's good. Vishalo lishmo, but if you shech to shalo lishmo, the rest of the year, machshiro shalom bismano. It's perfectly good In fact, that's the only way it's good, if you shecht it not as a Korban Pesach, if you shecht it as a Shlamim, before or after your Dalet. Therefore, I want to suggest the following, Rav Dimi says, in front of Rav Yirmiya. Ma lishmo, just like when you shecht it lishmo on your Dalet, hamachshiro bizmano, which is good, and makes it into a proper Korban on your Dalet in the afternoon, ein motzio midei shelo lishmo. If you did it on your Dalet in the afternoon, shelo lishmo. So, even though lishmo would be good on its own, so ma lishmo in that situation, hamachziro bizmano, which would be perfectly good on your dalet, doesn't have the strength, ein motzio midei shelo lishmo, if you did it incorrectly, shelo lishmo on your dalet in the afternoon, so even though you change it around and say lishmo, it doesn't allow it to be good, as Rashi points out, it doesn't allow us to say litvo shloshen achron ulachshiro, it won't work to remove the shelo lishmo that was done on your dalet, because it doesn't do you any good to say now lishmo, so too, the reverse, af shelo lishmo, even if you do shelo lishmo, when would be good the rest of the year, before or after Pesach, hamachshiro shelo bizmano, which is perfectly good if you do shelo lishmo the rest of the year, nevertheless, ein motzio miyad lishmo upasul, it won't be able to go and remove the lishmo that you did it, l'shem korban Pesach, before or after your dalet, on a different day, not Pesach, so then, not erev Pesach, so then it won't work. Just like the lishmo on your dalet in the afternoon can't remove the shelo lishmo, so too, the shelo lishmo, which works the rest of the year, can't remove the lishmo. That's what Rav Dimi wanted to suggest to Rav Yirmiya. But Rav Yirmiya didn't like this. Rav Dimi tells everybody that Rav Yirmiya responded to me, and he said, "Lo, no, that's not a good comparison. You can't compare what happens on Pesach with what happens the rest of the year. Why not? Because im amris b'shelo lishmo, if you're going to tell me that in regards to a lo lishmo, shekein noeg b'chol hazvachim, every single carbon is going to be ruined in some way by a lo lishmo. Some of them, they're totally possible, like the carbon Pesach. If you do it shelo lishmo on your dal in the afternoon, it's no good. Same thing applies to a chatas, and if you do a chatas, shelo lishmo, not l'shem chatas, it totally is ruined. It can't be used as a carbon. It has to be totally burnt. And according to some, the same halach applies even to an asham. And all other korbanos, they won't fulfill the person who is bringing it to fulfill their vow, their neder or their nedava, or whatever other reason they're bringing the korban, if they do it shelo lishmo. So it's a valid korban, but it won't fulfill their obligation. So therefore, this concept of shelo bishmo, shekein noeg b'chol hazvachim, it applies to everything. As opposed to lishmo, if you badavka say lishmo, shekein eino noeg b'chol hazvachim, elo pesach b'vad. Only the korban pesach has this requirement that it must be shekel lishmo. And as Rashi points out in the Dibra Maslu Tomar, the pasul lishmo, sheino noeg elo pesach, b'shayim osashona. This is ruining it on Pesach the rest of the year. That if you shecht it l'shem korban Pesach the rest of the year, it's no good. B'kivon dekil osi shelo lishmo u'meibik le'miyadei. And it's a kula that if you do it shelo lishmo, it's actually good. So this is unique to the korban Pesach. And therefore, Rav Yirmiya told Rav Dimi that you can't go bring me an analogy, a comparison from what will work on Pesach to ruin the korban from being accepted. The lishmo can't take back the shelo lishmo. It doesn't mean that the rest of the year that the shelo lishmo can't take out the lishmo. So therefore, it's not a good raya. News of the Gemara says, "My havi Allah." So what is the raya? What is the answer? So I'm a rabba. Rabba says, "Pesach sheshichato b'shayimo sashana lishmo v'shelo lishmo." If you go and shecht the korban Pesach the rest of the year, not on your dal in the afternoon, any time before then or after then, he says it's kosher. In fact, the shelo lishmo can take out the lishmo. The horse stomo lishmokoi, because in general, if you don't say anything, it was a korban Pesach, it was designated a korban Pesach. And yet we know, even in this situation, if you would go and shechti ki shochet lei shelo lishmo, and you're shechting it not l'shem korban Pesach, it's kosher. So therefore, Alma, what do you see? Osi shelo lishmo umapik lei midei lishmo. In general, a korban Pesach shechted the rest of the year without any intention of making it a korban Pesach, you're doing it not l'shem korban Pesach, it automatically uproots its status that was previously designated as a korban Pesach. So that's what happens in all the times. So ki shochet nami lishmo, so therefore, even if you shechted the lishmo, as long as you then subsequently said shelo lishmo, you have removed the lishmo, umapik le midei lishmo. It is not considered anymore lishmo, you've uprooted it. And here, your second statement, shelo lishmo, essentially knocks out the lishmo, which would normally be knocked out anyway, even if you didn't say it. So whether you say it or you don't say it, by making it shelo lishmo the rest of the year, before or after your dalet in the afternoon, so then it's a perfectly good shlamim. That's what Rava said. Rav Adda Bar Rava doesn't like this. Amalei Rav Adda Bar Rava L'Rava. How can you compare the two? Duma. Maybe there's a huge difference over here. Shiny, hechad amar, mehechad lo amar. How can you say there's no difference if he says lishmo or he doesn't say lishmo? Maybe there's a huge difference. You're right. If he doesn't say anything, so then its original designation can be uprooted by a shalo lishmo the rest of the year to make it a korban shlamim. But if he says lishmo, how can you tell me that that doesn't make any difference and it's automatically uprooted by the shalo lishmo? Daha, and I'll show you that I'm right. Ravada Barava says, because the ha li ochlov shelo li ochlov is kosher. If you do it for the people that can eat the kezayis, as well as for people that can't eat the kezayis, we said it's good. But if you shecht it just for people that can't eat the kezayis, then it's no good. But how come v'amai hostoma li ochlov koi? In general, the Korban Pesach always has ochlov on it. So why, if you have kavana only for the low ochlov, would it ruin it then? We should look at it, even though you only said shalo ochlov, for the people who can't eat it, you should look at it as well as it's for the ochlov and the shalo ochlov, because there are always the people on it. Oh, what must you say? How come we don't view it that way? If you just say shalo li ochlov, it's possible. It mustn't it be? Ella, shiny, there's a difference. Hechad amar, mehechad lo amar. You see that there's a difference between what's implied and what's specifically stated. If he specifically states shalo li ochlov only, so then it ruins it. You can't say, well, it's implied li ochlov as well. So too over here, hochinami shiny hechad omar mehechad lomar. So the two cases aren't the same. You can't compare where he specifically stated something to where it's just implied. On the other hand, Rava says, no, I disagree with you, Rav Adda Bar Rava. Rava says, amalei, me did hear you. What are you talking about? Bishlomo hasam. In the case of the Korban Pesach that's being slaughtered, shechted the rest of the year. So in that situation, it's a Korban Pesach. It doesn't make any difference whether he says something or he doesn't say anything. It's a Korban Pesach. So bishlomo hasam, kama de lo okar le bishchita, if he doesn't specifically state that it's not a Korban Pesach, so then his shchita leaves it as it is, as a Korban Pesach. Stomei vade lishmo kai. If he doesn't say anything, it's a Korban Pesach. And therefore, his saying, lo lishmo, uproots it. Whether it was said, it's still a Korban Pesach, Shlishmo is a Korban Pesach, or if he didn't say anything. So therefore, he can uproot it. Elohacha, in the case of where he just did the Shechita, lo li ochlov, are you going to tell me that the stam position it is for ochlov? Stami lo ochlov kai? There's a question. Is it really for ochlov? Who says? Dilma mimashchei honey. Maybe the people that were originally scheduled to be on it will decide they'll go to a different Korban Pesach. V'yosei achrini u'mimnei ilavei. And they'll go and choose another Korban Pesach to be on. You can say the word achrini or not. It means another Korban Pesach. And therefore, in that situation, there is no stam person that's ochlov. As we learned in the Mishnah, Ditnan, it says, nimnin u'moshchen es yideyem imenu ashi shochet. You can switch and back and forth to go to different Korban Pesachs until they're shechted. If they're shechted, then you can't switch anymore. So here, there's no stam that it's definitely going to be liochlov. So if it only says shalom liochlov, so that ruins it. But in the situation, Rava says before, where the stam, the full position, is that it's l'shem Korban Pesach, so whether he says it or not, l'shem Korban Pesach, he can uproot it with shalo l'shmo. So Rava disagrees with Rav Adda Bar Rava and says it is a good proof. There's another question in the base matter, Yushibaylu. They ask the following, Pesach, if you have a Korban Pesach, sheshichoto b'shayimos hashona b'shinui balim. Here we're talking about that you shechted a Korban Pesach the rest of the year, but not for the person who owned this Korban Pesach or was a part of the group for this Korban Pesach, but you did it, what we call b'shinui balim. You did it for someone else. Rashi explains that you shechted it stam, but b'shinui balim. So, for example, it belonged to Reuven, Shereuven Hoya, v'shachato l'shem Shimon. You shechted it on behalf of Shimon. Avalo kar shem Pesach minu, but you did nothing to change it from being a Korban Pesach. So, you shechted it b'shayimos hashana, it was stam a Korban Pesach, and you shechted it now, instead of it being Reuven's Korban Pesach, you shechted it as Shimon's Korban Pesach. So Gemara asks, Mahu. The question they ask in the base medrash is, what is the halacha? Do we say, Shinui Balim, Kishinui Kodesh Dami? Do we say that since you changed it around from Reuven to Shimon, so now it's also as if you changed it from a Korban Pesach to a Korban Shlamim, Umach Shule, and therefore it's perfectly good? Or do we say, Lo, or not, O Lo? In other words, Rashi says, do we say that it's a Shinui Kodesh? Do we say that the Shinui Balim makes it into a Shinui Kodesh, which essentially is saying Shalo Lishmo? Or do we say, no, that it does not do that? So, similar like before, where we had Rav Dimi saying over his conversation with Yirmiyah, here we have Rav Papa saying over his conversation with Rava. So Omar Rapapa said, Amriso Lishmaiso Kamedi Rava. We had this discussion regarding this question in front of Rava, and I suggested, Hoel, since Vishinui Kodesh Postal Bismano, if you were to do a Shinui of Kodesh, if you were to make it not for a Karban Pesach during the time that it should be brought as a Karban Pesach, Postal Bismano, that would in fact ruin it. So if on the afternoon of Yadalit you said, this is not a Karban Pesach, I'm making it into something else, that would ruin it. So Hoel, Vishinui Kodesh Postal Bismano, and likewise, Vishinui Baalim Postal Bismano, and if you change it around from Ruvain to Shimon during the right time, on Yadalit, it also ruins it as well. Therefore, let us say, Ma Shinui Kodesh Shepostal Bismano, if you do a Shinui Kodesh during the right time, that ruins it. Nevertheless, Machshiro Leachasmano, but it makes it okay after this man, if you change it from being a Pesach to a Shlamim, after this man, that's good. So therefore, since it's Machshiro Leachasmano, let us say also, Av Shinui Baalim, that ruins it during your Dalid in the afternoon, Shepostal Bismano, should also be Machshiro Leachasmano, should also make it good after this man. So therefore, Rapapa wants to say that we can compare the two. Just like Shinui Baalo and Shinui Lishmo change it and make it no good on Yudalid, so then both of them should make it good when it's not Yudalid, because just like Shinui Kodesh, changing it from a Pesach to a Shlomim works then, so too, changing the Baalim from Ruvi to Shimon should work then too. That's what Rava suggested, and Rapapa says no. Yomali, Rapapa relates that Rava said to him, lo, I disagree with you. Im Amris b'Shinui Kodesh, if you're going to tell me by Shinui Kodesh, when you change it from a Pesach to something else, Shekein Psulo Begufo, you're doing something intrinsic to it to change its Kedusha status, and therefore, V'yeshno b'arba avodos, and this change in its Kedusha status could be done at any one of the four avodos. If you had the incorrect machshava during the Shrita, the Kabbalah, the Holocha, or the Zrika, and likewise, this takes effect even after death. The Yeshno Liachami, Sirashi explains, if the owner, Mace, if the Baal dies, Beno Mevi Karban Aviv. The son can bring the father's carbon. Vim Shachatu Shelo Lishmo, and if the son Shechted it Shelo Lishmo, Lo Olo Shem Chova. He won't fulfill the obligation that he had. Viachraisa Karban, Mutal Al Nichsea Mace, and the estate would still be obligated to go bring that carbon. Vitzorach Lo Viachra, they'd have to bring another one. And the more continues, and Rashi says the same words over here, Yeshno B'tzibur K'yochid, the same thing applies in regards to a carbon tzibur as it does to a carbon yochid. So you have all of these things over here that are applicable by Shinui Kodesh, by changing it from one thing to another thing. Yet, Tomar, are you going to tell me, B'Shinui Baalim? Rava says, are you going to tell me the same thing should apply by Shinui Baalim, where none of these things take effect? They know P'sula B'gufo. It's not intrinsically a P'sula. You just change it from Ruvei to Shimon. They know B'Ava Avodos. And likewise, it doesn't apply equally to all of the avodos if you do them instead of for Reuven, if you do them for Shimon. As Rashi points out, Lo shayach shinui baalim ela bezrika, she'ein lo b'karbon ela kaparaso, the kapara lesa ela bezrika. The whole point of the carbon that you're bringing is to get a kapara, and the kapara comes with the zrika. So if you have an inappropriate person that you're thinking about during the shchita, the kabbalah, or the holacha, that won't ruin it. It's only if you have the inappropriate machshava instead of for Reuven, you do it for Shimon during the zrika. So it's ainu bi'arba avodos. And likewise, v'ainu li'achamisa, as Rashi says, the ain shem balavalov, it doesn't have his name on it, me'achashimes, after he died. V'imshino shemo kosher, and now it's no longer his. And if you change the name, it is okay. So it's no longer for the father. If you make it for the son, it's perfectly good. Beino b'tzibur k'yachid, and it likewise doesn't apply with a tzibur as a yachid, as Rashi points out. The l'shem mi yishana oso shloye balav im l'shem nochrim lo mivsal. The tzibur doesn't die, so you can say he does it for a nochri, that won't ruin it. A nochri doesn't get kapara through this carbon. So therefore, for all of these reasons, Rava tells Rapapa that you can't make a comparison. Well, if it works by shinui kodshim, it should also work by shinui balim. That's what Rava tells Rapapa. And by the way, the Gemara just points out, that not all of these differences that we just pointed out are actually true. Tarti mi yodavka, at least two of them are fully true. What do you mean by not all of them are fully true, but two of them are? So therefore, Rava's points are well taken against Rapapa. So Gemara says, you're telling me that the shinui balim, changing it from Reuven to Shimon, doesn't make any intrinsic change in the goof of the carbon. This is just a machshava that he has. It doesn't change anything around. So too, Shinui Kodesh Nami, Psula Machshav B'Yamehi. One can make the argument that when you change it from a Pesach to a Shlamim, or any carbon to another carbon, you didn't intrinsically change anything. It's also a Psula the Machshava. So therefore, one could argue that the Shinui Baalim And the Shinui Kodesh are the same for that. Furthermore, so had the Amar Shinui Balam ain oliach Misa. That what you're telling me, that there is no Shinui Balam after Misa, that's also not true. Because Ulurab Pinchas Bereid Ravami the Amar Yeshuni Balam lach Misa, Michael Meimar, he does say that there's a change after death. So therefore, these two reasons that it's Machshava or that there's Shinui Balam after Misa, maybe those aren't really good rayas that Rabbi Yitzchak pop up. But the other two certainly are. Tartit, Mias Dafka Ninu. The other two certainly are definitely good rayas. Therefore, Rava is showing Rapapa that he's wrong. Therefore, Rava says this is the pshat. Not like Rapapa says, but it follows. Elo Amar Rava, Pesach Shechato B'Shayim Osa Shana B'Shinui Balim, a korban Pesach that is shechted the rest of the year with Shinui Balim, changing it from Ruvain to Shimon. In this situation, it's not like you change it from a Pesach to a Shlomim. Nasa Kamisha Elo Balim Mizmano. It's as if it doesn't have Balim during its proper time. And if you shecht a korban Pesach in the proper time, you dal in the afternoon without Balim, so then it's pasul, and therefore that's why it's no good. As Rashi points out, if you shecht a korban Pesach in the right time without Balim on it, then it's no good. Now this is the simple way that Rashi has learned it. But now Rashi brings down a different pshat, Vani Shamati, and Rashi changes around some of the things we just said. And we continue reading in the Rashi, Kimi Shein Lo Balim, and he says, Vani Shamati, Shinur Balim, Eino Bezrika. He says that when you change the owners around, that's not a problem by Zrika. And he says that the problem is actually during the Shechita. And that's because we have the rule, Ein Machsheves Ochlim Bezrika. And therefore the Zrika can't be the problem, and the problem can only be the Shechita. But Rashi himself doesn't like this pshat, and he says his first pshat is correct. However, there are many different interpretations as to how to understand this Rashi, but we'll leave it for now, and with this we conclude today's shir.